is conditional use number 1742 Pine Acres Incorporated.
It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for an expansion of an existing manufactured home park and campground by adding 24 campsites to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4 acres, more or less, lying south of Dogwood Lane, which is the access road into Leisure Point Resort, and being 2,900 feet north of Long Neck Road. Well, gentlemen, I did receive a couple agency comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report making reference to the AR1 conditional use proposal. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service of Long Neck Road is level of service D, and the level of service will not change as a result of this application. From the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, I received comments today making reference to this application. The project is located in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Wastewater capacity is available. The proposed project is within planning study assumptions for sewer service to the area. The system connection charge rate current is $3,252 per EDU for the period running through June 30th of 2009. There is one 6-inch lateral available to the site presently, which is not adequate for the proposed use, and an upgrade will be required. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and the concept plan will be required to be submitted to the Utility Planning Division. And it was signed by John J. Ashman, Director. And from the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum dated August 11th of 2008 from Debbie Absher, District Coordinator. We are advised that the soil type on the site is Fort Mott Penlopen Complex. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation upon completion of construction, that there are no tax ditches or stormwater or storm flood hazard areas affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that the applicant would be required to follow state sediment and stormwater requirements for any on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared, a copy of the soil map for the area, a soil legend and interpretations, and also a report on prime and other important farmland. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Gentlemen.
Good evening. My name is George Harrison, Jr., President of Pine Acres Incorporated, trading as Leisure Point Resort. Obviously, the application pretty well speaks for itself. I'm reluctant to elaborate a whole lot on the RV industry because obviously with the cost of fuel right now, it's kind of a little bit of a state of flux. But nevertheless, from a historical standpoint, I've owned Leisure Point for 35 plus years. As long as I can remember, we've been 100% full.
Mr. Harris, I'm going to ask you if you would move toward one microphone or the other a little bit, because folks are having a little difficult time hearing you.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that might be a little bit better.
Okay.
I know you're a tall guy. That thing might pull out a little bit, too.
Currently Leisure Point is full. Currently we have a waiting list for the RVs, but like I say, the RV industry with the price of fuel and so forth, you know, we've seen some ups and downs in the last 3-4 months, but nevertheless, that is our goal to expand it by 24 sites. I'd be more than happy to address any type of question you might have.
All right, sir. We'll see if anybody has any, and I think we'll start with Mr. Gordy this time.
So, Mr. Lang, is this an expansion of conditional use prior to conditional use, or is this a new?
The Leisure Point site is directly across Dogwood Lane. There are conditional uses and board adjustment actions that have been taken on this application. My numbers are correct. There are 211 home sites, 315 campsites on this, on the present application, and their expansion would be for 24 additional campsites.
In the mobile home community of Leisure Point,
yeah.
I believe it is 202.
202,
I believe.
I think we had listed, I think we counted 211.
Is manufactured housing.
Right, I think we counted 211, but you're saying it's 202.
I'm sorry?
We had counted 211 as far as on our plots. So you may have combined some lots.
Okay, well, when I say 202,
that's how many actual units, yeah.
That's basically how many houses. We could
Counting units.
I count 211 lots.
Where you have two homes sharing your three-lot situation.
Okay.
In regard to the recreational vehicle section, I want to say it's 330 is what comes to me. I don't typically count sites. I typically count units, but that's pretty close.
Yeah, we counted 315.
You're probably more accurate than I am.
We based on what we had on
on site, yeah.
8% expansion.
I mean, we do have some people that have two sites.
So these are campsites that you're proposing?
Yeah, these are campsites, yeah. Not manufactured housing. They're campsites.
And they have electric and...
I'm sorry?
They have electric and sewer to them, or?
They'll have electric, water, and sewer, all three full hookup, which is currently what all of our sites have, full hookup.
But it'd be like the same as what you have now? Yes.
No different, except the lot size is because of the fact that campground, obviously, or Leisure Point, obviously, was conditional use. So these sites, obviously, would actually be a little bit larger than the typical site at Leisure Point because of that.
You got a 50-foot buffer around the whole site?
There is on the, there's 50-foot, I believe it is 50-foot, and then also the first, if I can show you on the map. Down to the left, the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, I understand, sir. What the gentleman was doing was pointing out that on this section here, these two lots are required to be at least 400 feet from any adjacent residential occupancy. And he was stating that it was so, that it was what they were doing. And
now, the buffers, are they, is this a wooded area now, or would it?
It's open.
It's open. Would it be?
But obviously, it would be buffered.
With, landscape buffer.
It would be fenced and landscaped.
Yeah. Okay. That's all the questions I have, Mr. Wheeler.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
When you say campsite, what does that mean? It's a they come down for the summer.
I'm sorry.
Leave? When you mentioned the word that these are campsites, are these permanent campsites, or do they come in and out weekly, seasonally?
A recreational vehicle, I mean, when a recreational vehicle, obviously, could come in and out. Primarily, the goal is, I would certainly think more than like these would be seasonal sites you would not have coming and going. That seems to be a much, much, especially with the fuel price today, people want to park it. They want to bring it off the highway, and they want to park it for the season.
Would they leave it there all year?
Typically, yes. Yeah, typically they... It's not open year-round. It's like Leisure Point. It's not open year-round.
Yes.
Make sure he understands that. For 12 months out of the year?
No, we would not operate. We would operate same as we would do Leisure Point.
Right.
Where basically October 15th. In other words, we turn off our water, we turn off our electric. In other words, we do not operate a year-round campground.
Okay.
And the that would not be.
So, but the unit would stay there. There would just be no...
The unit...
would not provide the water or the...
Most of the time, yes, in the seasonal section, the people do leave their RVs there all the time. Because in most cases, they cannot... Typically, they've either got to do one or two things with it. They've either got to put it in storage someplace, or most of the time, with subdivisions and so forth, it's pretty difficult to park a recreational vehicle, you know, in the yard, so to speak.
Okay. Are there driveways in these things?
I'm sorry?
Are there any driveways? When they park their unit and they go and get their car, where do they park their car?
On the site.
So it's big enough to park the car in the site, okay.
Yeah, the ordinance requires that the site be a minimum of 2,000 square feet. Either 2680.
Okay.
And that's probably the smallest. No, well, 2472 is the smallest.
And this landscaped, but you mentioned it'd be fenced?
Fenced and landscaped, yes.
So there would be a fence that surrounds the entire site, and then...
Our intent is to do it gated. In other words, would a person would have an access card to be able to get through the gate to get in.
Up on Dogwood?
Off of Dogwood, that's correct.
And the land that's 400 feet or so, that's just that would be open space, community space.
Open, or depending upon the site plan, we'd probably have drainage, on-site drainage, obviously, I think, for the roadway. But it's got to be open space. You cannot have a recreational vehicle any closer than 400 feet to the next dwelling.
Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Callis?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No.
All right, sir. You will take a seat nearby. We'll see if anybody has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1742, Pine Acres Incorporated? Anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1742? Yes, sir. Step right up. Give us your name, and you may have the floor.
Thank you. My name is James DiGirolano. I'm son of Nancy DiGirolano and nephew of Beatrice Moore, the owners of the farm next to this particular project,
uh-huh.
and parcels owned by cousins and family members.
Okay.
Number one, I'd like to ask the question right off the get-go. This sign here, it's a public notice sign.
Mm-hmm.
How long does that have to be posted?
It has to be posted. If it's knocked down, stolen, which we've had a lot of that happen to us before.
But how long before?
This has to be posted.
There's no time frame?
Well, typically we put them up a couple weeks in advance.
A couple weeks in advance. So can you tell me when this one was put up or who put it up? Because I can tell you when it was put up. I mean, I know.
Well, then if you can tell us, why don't you save us a lot of time here?
Okay, it was put up yesterday. It was put up yesterday, and I'm just talking.
You think it was put up yesterday for the first time?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right. Hold on.
Okay, yeah.
Can you check on that?
Yeah, we're checking on it right now. It is the county's responsibility to post it. The applicant has nothing to do with it, but... It's the county responsibility to do that and to advertise it.
Advertise it, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
he's checking on that as well.
Well, I think we can. It
was advertised. It's been advertised since July 16th. That's the day of the advertisement. It was posted in the office on the bulletin board, which is required on July 8th. And I do not have a date on when it was posted on site. The inspector left that off.
Okay. Well, anyway, I mean, for that, I mean, this is the public hearing, and this is going to go before council in like 3 weeks, I believe.
Right.
Okay. Is that the project that was here before us, too, the commercial project? Is that on that same
agenda?
Agenda, yes. Okay. Just checking. All right, well, like I said, we oppose it. We have concerns about the drainage. If you look at the topography of the land, you'll see that the drainage comes to us at the lowest point. And we've been there for, we've had this property. It was part of our property at one time.
I'm sorry, what?
I said it was part of our property at one time.
Your group of interests apparently sold this property at
yes,
one time?
Yes, yes, yes. Just to let you know that we're familiar with it. We realize he has his rights as the owner to, you know, propose what he would like to do.
How long ago did you sell it?
It was sold, I guess, in around 2004, I believe.
What did you think they were buying it for?
What's that? It was sold to a builder that was going to build homes.
Okay.
There was going to be 8 homes built there. And then it was then acquired by Mr.
You did not sell it to this applicant.
Pine Acres.
You sold it
to somebody else. It was okay. In possession of a family member.
And okay, I was thinking that you had sold it to
No, we did not sell it to Mr. Harris or Pine Acres. Mm-hmm. But we are against the project. We're against, okay. We want to come up here and say that okay. we're at your mercy, I guess, mm-hmm. just hearing these people here and pretty much the thing that's going to be coming up.
You're at the mercy of your county council.
County council,
we
yes.
just make a recommendation.
Well, you're going to make recommendations, so I guess we've probably have succumbed to the same pressures as everyone else. We've been here for a long time, and now we're putting it in your hands, really. We're saying to you, if this is what you deem should be here, then I guess we'll have the same right to do something similar down the road. I mean, we'll put our application forward, and hopefully we can get it done as expeditiously as he is getting it done. We're trying to pass it through. I mean, within 3 weeks from this hearing to, it seems a little quick
to
me.
Hold on, sir. Hold on. Wait a minute. Now, I appreciate what you're saying. However, I have a very low tolerance for things that are factually incorrect.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Lank, when was this application put in?
January 9th of 07.
Okay, well, just recently, we've dealt with Denrec on this where he wanted to dump sebaceous soil on this property and have that as a waste field.
Okay.
We were opposed to that as well.
I understand that, okay. And that is beyond scope of what we're doing here.
I hear that.
My point to you is that if you're under some...
If this came up in 2007, we were unaware of it.
It was introduced. What happens is they make an application. Because of the volume of the applications that we have, it takes around 18 months to go from when you apply to when you get a public hearing.
Okay.
It was an application was January 9th of 07. It was introduced before county council for the purpose of starting the process on March 13th of 07. It was advertised on July 16th in 2 local newspapers.
July 16th of
08.
Okay.
Right. And that's actually more than what the state law requires. State law says 15 days.
Okay.
And you're here for the public hearings.
Okay.
And the posting by law, the property just has to be posted. Doesn't say how many days. It does say how many days it has to be advertised. Typically, it's posted at the same time it's advertised.
Don't you also send out a letter?
Yeah, and then we send letters.
How did you find out about it?
We send courtesy letters.
A letter was sent to my mother.
Yeah, we send courtesy letters out to everyone within 2 hours.
To adjacent property landowners. I think that's it because there's some people from other neighborhoods here.
So she would have gotten her letter.
I'm completely unaware of it.
She would have gotten her letter at the same time as advertised. Roundabout.
Okay.
But well, anyway,
like
done
I said,
at the same time.
We oppose it.
We didn't actually like it.
We're not for it.
And just for the record, you made reference to concerns about traffic and drainage.
Drainage is our main concern. Okay. And aesthetics. I mean, he mentioned that he was going to put up a fence, but it says it's an RV park, which it's going to be people pulling in and out. And like I said, we'd rather not have that right there. We were more inclined to think that it was a residential area.
Okay.
And that's what I think it's in that. So.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
We thank you. All right, who's next? Okay. Does anyone else like to speak? Yes, ma'am. Sorry. Somebody come up here. There we go.
Bob McDonald. I live in Long Neck Village, and I was just wondering about the fencing and about the aesthetics of it. I'm looking at it from looking at my home to it. And he said he's going to make campsites, and I was just wondering. I'm not really in favor of it, but if it's his land and if he's going to do it, I just want to make sure he puts like a white plastic fence up.
I will find out for you, sir.
All right, that's the main thing, the aesthetics along the whole line.
Okay.
What project did you say you lived in, sir?
Long Neck Village.
Long Neck Village.
Okay. All right, sir, thank you. I'll get an answer to your question for you. Mr. Harrison, would you...
I'm sorry, but I'm hard to hear exactly another question.
The gentleman's question is that he is concerned about the view, and he understands that you have suggested that you would be putting up a fence, and he would like to know a little bit more about what type of fence you plan to put up, how high, and if you are in fact willing to do that and willing to have it a condition of your of your application.
It would be white PVC fencing. The same, if he's obviously fairly familiar with Leisure Point, I assume now, it would be the same type of fencing that is currently by our Welcome Center that goes down our property line, which is a white PVC fencing with a lattice on top. So it's all PVC fencing. And then we would use like a Leland Cypress or whatever that's going to come up fairly quickly. And with regard to the height of the fencing, that would be up to Mr. Lank.
Well, I think we would put a
fencing up
six
as far
feet,
as the height.
Regulation says seven.
Sorry? 7 feet.
Regulation says seven. If it's for purpose of screening, it can be higher with the director's approval.
I mean, we would certainly put up at least as high a fence as we currently have along that property now.
Would that be the entire length, like, say, coming from Long Neck Road in, or where your property?
All right, sir. I'm going to let you ask that question. That's your last one. Will it be along the whole length of the property?
If he, I think I understood him say he was in Long Neck Village.
Yes.
It'd be across that side that he actually sees and across the back side.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. Thank you. Sir, that's enough. You may sit down, Mr. Harrison. And, sir, you've had your chance. That's all right. Yes, sir. And then the lady, I'm sorry. Well, can you come on up and then the lady be her turn? I'm sorry.
My name is Anthony DiGiuliano. I'm opposed to it right now because of the traffic and the foot traffic through our property right now.
Where's your property, sir?
My property is one of the, there was six lots there. I'm on the corner lot next to the entrance to Totnet's Creekside.
Okay.
And there's considerable amount of traffic that goes down through there. We have a service road for the farm. We get people driving down it all the time, driving across the back of the property. You know, they don't know where they're going. It's sort of, you know, if you got kids out there, it's sort of dangerous. Especially if somebody's inebriated or something and it's nighttime. You know what I mean? Because we've had that. And I'm directly opposed to this. And I would like to know, I'd like an 8-foot fence put around this if we're going to do this.
Okay, well, we'll duly note that. We'll make that suggestion if it is.
That's something that should be looked at, and what we're going to do to contain the traffic that actually goes down a wrong road looking for this place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sir. We thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Bonnie DiGiuliano, and I live at 30045 Brady K Lane when you first come in. I am very opposed to this. I'm raising four grandchildren, two of my own, and I just feel it's, right now it's unsafe because you have the trailers coming in. Excuse me. You have the trailers coming in that go to his place. The traffic, a lot of times they have to take our mailbox up out of the corner to actually turn the turn there to come in. So I can't imagine all these extra, trailers coming in and just coming down that road. It just seems like right now where he's at, he has the 4 acres. That's fine, but it's not an expansion. That's what I'm trying. I don't understand why he said it was an expansion when he is actually it's not an expansion. It's outside of his trailer park, and he is backed into 4 acres of property right behind where the 12 homes are going to be. And then there's another 4 acre lot. So really, if it was an expansion, it would have been, I would say, back to back on the land.
Mm-hmm. And I think you have a point, ma'am.
You know,
I think,
the expansion.
We were thinking of it as a word. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, expansion is when you're taking something and you're adding it on. But this is not. You're taking a residential property, a 4 acre lot, and you're just going to throw 24 trailers on there. And I think that's, I know if you have a home, I know you wouldn't want 24 trailers, campsites in your, that wasn't the plan, I don't think, for that. So I just wanted to, give my, that I'm definitely opposed to this.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, who's next? Yes, sir. Whoever, somebody, one of you get up here. There we go.
Yes, I'm Gene DiGiuliano, and I'm opposed of the same thing. Too much traffic, I'm with her, and I just wanted to come up here to oppose it on the traffic and him pulling our mailbox up. I think that should be against the law there. Thank you.
Now, when you say you pull the mailbox up, you mean they're stealing it?
No, they pull it up and lay it down and let their trailers go by.
And then they put it back in the ground?
Yeah, they put it back, but it's not tight.
Thank you. Hold on. Ma'am, I'm talking to the people that come up here, okay? You'll have a chance to speak, okay? But I'm asking the questions of this gentleman here. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's just not right,
mm-hmm.
that a man moves your mailbox and does what he wants to do, cuts the grass, your flowers down, and runs over your rocks that's around your mailbox. It's not fair. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand how you feel. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Charles Moore. I own the property right next to the site here. Now, I got a question about the fence. Is the fence going to be on three sides, a gate in the front?
I'm sorry, sir. I was looking at the
drawing. I got a question about the fence.
Was it going to be on three sides,
yes.
Are you asking? I'll find out. What else would you like to know?
Well, that's about it right now.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to add, you want to say? Because I'll ask them after you're done. I'll ask them about the fence. But
okay, that's all I guess.
Okay, all right. I'll find out for you.
All right,
sir. Mr. Harrison, what's your intention for the fence? The gentleman is asking if it would be on three sides or just two sides or what?
All three sides.
Okay, three sides. The gentleman said. Okay, who's next? Who else would like to speak? Okay, ma'am, it's your time. If you want to speak, it'd be your turn. Well, all right then. Okay, anybody on the commission have any questions? All right, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.